This is Northwest Public Radio. I'm Sue Ann Ramella with StoryCorps Northwest. Chris Ringdahl was born in Sweden in 1935. In her 30s, she immigrated to the United States. She applied for a position as Special Collections Archivist at the Pacific Lutheran University, where she was a perfect fit. Her Scandinavian image helped a lot. Here she talks with her friend and colleague, Fran Lane Rasmus, about the early years of PLU and her job.
After the third floor of the Mortfett Library at PLU was built, what happened then?
Well, then I applied for the job as Archives and Special Collections. And I had already worked with the Scandinavian Immigrant Experience Collection. Mm-hmm. So that was going to move up to the third floor, and then the archives that had been in the basement was going to move up there. I think it's really interesting because PLU was started in 1890 by Norwegian immigrants, and they sent a pastor from the Midwest to start his school, and it was just a huge prairie with nothing at all around here. And he and some other Scandinavians built this huge, huge building, and they had no money.
Is that Harstad Hall?
Harstad Hall was called Old Main first, and now it's Harstad Hall. The founder was named Bjuge Harstad. He even went up to Alaska to dig for gold to save the school because it was pretty hard times in the 1890s. And it's been really, really interesting to work with this because I know the languages and I know German, so, and I know PLU well enough, so I can really kind of help out with various things. And I also work with the Lutheran Church. And, of course, I'm a Lutheran because everyone in Sweden is born a Lutheran, whether they want to or not. And these early pastors who traveled from place to place to start these churches, and for the immigrants who come over here, because the church was sort of the place for them to congregate, to be together, to have some kind of community together, as well as some of the organizations that were started at the time. So the books that deal with how it was when they left Scandinavia, how it was when they came over here, what kinds of things that they took with them. They had books and how to take care of their children, how to farm, how to cook, and various kinds of books like that that was important to them, and that was published for them over here too. And then also there are books that are published for them in a Scandinavian language in the United States. So you can kind of see what kind of people they were. You can see how scary it was to come so far away to the United States. I'm very lucky. I mean, never in a million years would I have thought I would come all the way over here, because it's just worked out perfectly for me. And one thing I remember well is that when I worked in Germany, I was working in the library, and there was a Life magazine that I was shelving. And there was a photograph of the Space Needle, and it was the World's Fair in Seattle. And I looked up Seattle in the map, and I thought, oh, my gosh, that is really far away. Never in a million years would I have thought I would ever come over here.
That was Chris Ringdahl and Fran Lane Rasmus talking about the early days of Pacific Lutheran University and the Scandinavian communities around Tacoma. You can hear this story and other StoryCorps Northwest excerpts on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to Multiplication.com and China Berry Hill, an urban B&B luxury experience in Tacoma.